In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our text is the lesson from the Gospel of John, read previously, especially verse 24. I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life. Members of the seminary faculty, students, fellow clergy, especially the friends and family of Dr. Heino Kadai and you, Lois. Our seminary, in ways never experienced by the great universities, is defined by its faculty, by its professors. The sheer size of an IU or a Purdue prevents a departure or death from becoming well known except in a small portion of the community. It is not so with us. A Lutheran seminary, in ways unique to its mission, is defined by its faculty. And our faculty is called to do more than simply lecture or impart information, more than construct syllabi and revise curriculum. Our faculty is called and ordained into an office that is to form, to shape, to nurture the lives of young men, so that they can enter the office of the holy ministry. They are called to conversations, sometimes casual, sometimes very confidential, to exchanges in which they need to talk and to listen as much to teach, to care as much as to conjugate, and to confess as much as communicate. And those things can't happen from a machine. They have to be embodied. They have to have eyes that look at one, lips that take up holy words to speak holy absolution. So when one retires or when one dies, we are called to pause, to reflect. For the very character of our community has changed. The character of how God is calling us is seriously impacted. Reflect for a moment on our recent losses. Dr. Harold Bowles, Dr. Donald Defner, Dr. Waldemar Degner, and now Dr. Heino Kadai. How can we absorb such losses and continue with confidence, with certainty, and with an unshaken hope? Surely the answer is what marked all of these men and still marks their heroic wives. It is what distinguishes them and us as a seminary from the culture around us. It's what sets us off and makes us radical voices in a day that is full of the humdrum in our epoch. The story of these men, and specifically of Heino Kadai, is their participation in a radical reversal of what every fallen culture has assumed to be so. Look around in our day. The plot and the paradigm are transparently evident. From the elderly to the unborn, from the grad school to the grade school, you can feel the fear. You can see the flight, the rush to play, the need to purchase, the push to squeeze from every moment, and never to mention the end, the finale. For we live in times that are robbed of richness and holiness and of wholeness, all because it, like every fallen culture, has assumed and embraced the paradigm that life is followed by death, dark, deep, and forever. Death is assumed to swallow up all hope in a culture where the intellect is clouded and people are reduced to mere moments before that endless silence. Not so with us. Not so with Dr. Haino Kadai. For his life and vocation were a celebration of that great reversal, that death will be followed by life. Dr. Kadai experienced that and entered that life already on this earth when he was joined to Christ in the sacrament of holy baptism on December 26, 1931 at St. Peter Lutheran Church, Tartu, Estonia. How fitting that he should rest beside our baptismal font, for in these holy waters he lived. And at that moment, as St. John states, Dr. Kadai passed from death to life. It was a Christological crossing, for there is life in no other locus, not in an idea, not in a philosophy, not in technology. Real life, life that can conquer death and can pass from death to life, is only in one place, and that is in the person Jesus Christ. And the holy water of baptism sealed that reversal for Haino. In this man, from that day forth, life will follow death, full, free, innocent. Glorious life in Christ lived already here before the Heavenly Father. And that life of Dr. Kadai in Christ was affirmed and confessed by him after his family had fled to Olsnitz, Saxony, Germany in 1944, and then to Augsburg in 1945. There in Augsburg on November 13th, 1948, Dr. Kadai publicly participated in the Lord's Supper in conjunction with his confirmation at St. Ulrich Church. That life of Christ, begun in the holy waters of baptism, was now joined to the very body and blood of Christ, so that Dr. Kadai was nurtured and nourished by a participation in the very one who had given up his life, that Dr. Kadai might see life now and forever. And for us at the seminary, in a special way, Dr. Kadai was united with Christ when he was heard in public reciting his ordination and installation vows on September 11th, 1960, in Springfield, Illinois. Just prior to his ordination and his installation, these hymn stanzas were sung. Jesus, Jesus, only Jesus, can my heartfelt longing still. Lo, I pledge myself to Jesus, what he will alone to will. For my heart which he hath filled ever cries, Lord, as thou wilt. One there is for whom I'm living, whom I love most tenderly. Unto Jesus I am giving what in love he gave to me. Jesus' blood hides all my guilt. Lord, O lead me as thou wilt. That is the Christological crossing from death to life. It's a life that we who are in Christ now enjoy. It's a life that now Dr. Kadai enjoys. Lois, members of the family, staff of Northrop, there is glorious comfort here, even in the heartbreak of sudden loss. In Christ, death is followed by life, a life that has already been seen at the font and at the altar and heard in the holy voice of Jesus through his apostles and prophets. It's a living voice that called Dr. Kadai to itself. Our Lord called him to the one with whom he was already joined. We rejoice that the Lord led Heino to us, and that for four decades he enriched our community by living the truth that death is swallowed up for us in the life of Jesus. And that in the holy waters of baptism, in the Holy Eucharist, in the Holy Absolution, there is even now that innocence that plants eternal life for us. And he could express that life in many small ways. In fact, I'd like to share my last meeting with him when he showed me pictures of the latest family edition. A very dark and beautiful dog that I was given a full pedigree of, too, in terms of the royal blood and the deep lines. And as I had grown accustomed to do, I thought it was an opportunity to ask his advice. So at a much lower level, I asked whether we should get our third grade son a golden retriever. And with a loving twinkle in his eye, he said, by all means, that's a good place to start with golden retrievers. We're going to miss him. And as I reviewed his ordination and installation service, I wanted to share with the seminary community other people who were installed on that day, because some of them are still confessing Christ in our midst. Dr. Gerhard Aho, Dr. George Dolak, Dr. Eugene Klug, Dr. Alan Naus, Dr. Raymond Serberg. They all joined our faculty in the same service that Dr. Kadai was ordained and installed in. Now Dr. Kadai has joined Drs. Aho and Dolak. But what binds us to them and forever unites us is the fact that we have been joined to Christ in water, a wine, and word. As our text so succinctly puts it, and the Lord so beautifully bestows, I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned, for he has crossed from death to life. May that Christological crossing be ours, and may it nurture and renew and refresh us this day. Amen.